Susan settled into her side of the bed as Rich pulled up the latest episode of the comfort TV show they were watching these days.
"So, you've got quite a firestorm to settle at the office, huh?" Rich asked.
"Yes, an MRIA is no joke," Susan explained.
"If I recall correctly, isn't the next step some type of formal action by the regulators?" asked Rich.
"Yes, it is. Something like that would have a devastating impact on IUI and everyone who works there. No doubt it could end Bernard's time as chairman, finish my career, and tarnish me for the rest of my working life. If it gets to that point, there are many companies looking to purchase our assets in a fire sale."
Susan frowned as she said all of this. "You'll figure it out. They didn't make you CEO for nothing."
Rich clicked the button on the remote and started the show. Susan's mind wandered. She reflected back on how IUI had started 15 years ago as a small company in a crowded industry clamoring for business. Like those nearby research centers, they sought to discover new ways to deliver investment and banking value to the world. She remembered the lean years, where they struggled to get by. In just the past 12 years, this small but big-hearted company had managed to not only survive, but also thrive, with its winning strategy of focusing on socially responsible investing. This differentiator resonated in the market and soon began to pay off. 3 years later, the 100-person firm had expanded to 1,000 employees and just topped $400 million in revenue and total assets of $20 billion. Things were looking pretty good. They had also recently begun a digital transformation utilizing the business accelerating principles of Agile and DevOps. Jason had been hired to help with this. He was given the charter to take Intuitive Digital Products to the next level. He had a bold vision. He wanted to completely redesign the user experience, making complex financial transactions and products approachable, easy, safe, and reliable. He was doing all of this while helping their teams adopt more modern and agile ways of working. The first releases of these intuitive tools or digital products proved to be way better than expected. Feedback from customers was astounding, and conversion rates for new accounts were growing faster than ever. It felt like the next voyage of IUI was just about to set sail. But now, things were looking a little more like a sinking ship. Susan wasn't sure how she had found herself in such an uncomfortable position. She had assembled a great team to lead IUI into the future. Her CIO, Jennifer Limus, was brilliant. As a developer turned leader, Jennifer always seemed to have her finger on the pulse of technological innovation. How did this get so out of hand? Susan thought to herself. Susan wondered if she would be able to sleep. Her mind was spinning, searching for answers. Eventually, she was able to drift off, dreaming of ships sinking under her kitchen faucets, dinner plates bobbing in the water, and regulators shouting from the countertops.